Come sit and listen to the stories of our strange, dark world of Eutaria. This is Treaties of Magic by Dean Hyten of the Mage Tower, 5701. The most mysterious source of energy is the dream world. Called the Navirum by the ancient elves, these days it is more often called the Never by superstitious folk. In the tomes, it states that the Navirum is a mirror of our world in many ways, a dark, twisted version, but with many similarities. It is said to be inhabited by shadowy creatures and beings that many believe haunt our dreams. In the past, there are accounts of things crossing over, but thankfully there is no proof of recent breaches into our world. This is Dask Murd, Chronicler, Druid. Many would curse those who betray them to the Never, that dark fairyland where horned creatures bake children in giant fires. Gray-skinned devils sink hooks into the skin of the cursed, hanging them from chains, and beautiful, cruel sirens seduce us in order to consume our spirits. It was safe to speak of this in the past, because these were just fairy stories. But now we know that the Navirum is indeed an actual place, just out of reach, but forever there. How do you fight the immaterial inhabitants of your nightmares? This is the Navirum, from The Guide to Eutaria, A View of a Strange, Dark World, by Aeldin Wayfarer. There are many thoughts, beliefs, fears, and maybe even some hopes that all are rooted in the strange place called the Navirum. Some call it the Never, a name that conjures a misty place somewhere other than here. But what is the Navirum, and what is its connection to us? The history. The Elves and Eldar, historical notes about the Navirum and other realms. When we look at history, we always start with the Elves, as they are the oldest species still inhabiting the world. And their history is intermingled with the Eldar, whose tomes and histories are mostly long lost to time. So, while I focus on the Elves, know that this is also reflected in the lost Eldar histories as well. Many times in the Elven lore, there is a reference to the time they walked among the stars. And while some believe this to be mere myth, I think there is something to that. We have waystones here in Athelys marked with strange Eldar runes and seemingly lost of purpose. Some larger waystones even resemble empty gates or doorways. The Elven myths talk of the Elves being able to quickly travel between places on our world in the past. So could it not be that these were also once portals to other worlds? We also know of the in-between, the strange place that is both connected to our realm and yet separate. So, did these waystone portals once connect different places by way of the in-between? These are the Scrolls of Elzamar. I found some writing in a text I could not decipher deep in the Southlands, in a cavern deeper than should naturally occur. These old leather scrolls were barely held together, but they survived a trek back to Borden where I and others spent months doing our best to decipher them. We understood the language as Eldar, but there is a strange quality to their language, almost as if it changes for each person who reads it, which makes it almost impossible to translate. What we did gather was the following fragments. The host burst through a distorted star and began to devour the worlds. The worlds of known stars united could not push back this tide. Hordes emerge from the void and the dream. A hunger that never ends and a mind that always sees. The Avath can only be contained if we sever the source. The Avath hate. Avath is a word we could find a few references to, but never an exact meaning. I believe it to mean enemy. This Eldar scroll references the stars and the worlds as if it's common to think of them like we would think of cities. And the resemblance of the Avath coming into their realm mirrors our experience with the Navirum. Did this happen before? Did the Elves and Eldar cut off their link between the stars to contain the Avath? The different elven cultures all hold on to their past with love and reverence. The issue is that each culture sees these roots differently, leaving us with no solid evidence. Anytime we deal with histories that span the time of the elves, we are bound to find that the need for myth has outbalanced the truth of facts. The dwarves' long sleep. As the dwarves slumbered in their cold caves in the north for most of the history of the world, they all had one shared experience. The original tribes who woke from that long slumber all wrote of the horrific dreams they shared. A place of destruction and distortion. Beings that suffered and were tormented by the universe falling apart and the forces that ruled over them. This had led some dwarven scholars and theologians to believe that they had touched some sort of hell in their long sleep. Terrans. We Terrans, who came much later to the history of Euteria, lack the experience with the world or universe the others have. While any Terran may wake with a terror in the night, I don't think we experienced anything close to what the older cultures have. Maybe somewhere inside, deep in our instincts, we recognize the Nevirim as a place before us and our time. And that can lead to a deep dread all on its own. Nevirites. Dreams of soul-sucking monstrosities. Tales of a universal enemy invading our place of existence. It is common for rational beings to have irrational fears of the unknown, or to make the unknown the cause of our problems. What are the creatures that inhabit this strange place? There is no easy answer to this. The creatures, beings, and monsters that have found their way here from the Nevirim are more varied and diverse than anything we have on Euteria. Some may have a horrific visage and yet be able to communicate with us through our minds. Others are terrible and beautiful, filled with an anger and hate against those of us born in this realm. Eitan and Delgon, authors of The Creature Compendium, have debated with me for years over the core of what the Nevirite is. Our current consensus is that we must give them just as nuanced and careful review as we would give some of our own people and cultures. While I have conceded that their definition of monster as a creature lacking intellect or empathy and only wishing harm does fit a good portion of creatures in this other realm, it does not fit all. While I cannot divulge names, I have an acquaintance or even, say, a friend in Kowal who was born in the Nevirim and now resides here. They blend in with us and wish nothing more than to carry on with their life in this realm, showing both care and love for the peoples of this land. Through discussion with them, I have started to learn and surmise that the Nevirim may be more than some sort of alternate planet to ours, but more of a whole alternate universe. A place whose core physics and makeup are a little different than our own. And for some reason, pathways or portals have begun to open or merge with this world. If this is true, how could we ever even begin to understand and categorize what a Nevirite is? A whole planet's worth of fauna is one thing, but a universe? But there is a reason so many see the Nevirites as demons. It is because there is something at the core of many of these beings that hate us. It seems almost instinctual, some thread between the two places that has pulled them over to here and has grown with a burning anger at what we are. The connections. There are connections that are undeniable between the two realms, manifesting in even the most daily of things, like dreams. While we theorize about the connection, we have little concrete proof. One important connection seems to be magic in the Nevirim. When magic began to flow back into the world after the disappearance, more on that later, so did the beings from the Nevirim. Higosh, a scholar of magical history at the Druid Grove in Borden, believes that part of the energy of magic, which we call mana, comes from the other realm. What could the ramifications of a mage drawing energy from another plane be? Would it draw the universes together? Bind them? Or would the slow trickle of lost energy begin to destroy the other universe? And if the loss of energy could suck the life from a universe like some cosmic vampire, what would it do to ours, gaining that energy? The disappearance, while still greatly an unknown, was what stopped the Great War 700 years ago. The warlock king and his wizard led armies that had marched down and destroyed the Eridon kingdom. But they did not stop there. The terrible magics they wrought continued to destroy the land, twisting it and leaving it a barren waste. As those armies turned to the west, something happened. Like a breath blowing out the candle. One day, all magic just stopped working. Whole armies of elves disappeared into a misty morning. Empty forests sat where once thriving elven settlements stood. We had all the knowledge of how to use magic, but none of it worked. We know now that the elves had been pulled into the in-between, a limbo where they were trapped for those 700 years. But where did the magic go? Did the link between us and the Nevirim, the basic source of our mana, get cut off? And by whom? This is what we know. It seems I have asked more questions than I have answered, so maybe it's best if I cover the things we know about this other realm. The Nevirim is a separate universe that is somehow connected to ours. It seems we are intertwined with them and become bound more tightly as time goes on. The Nevirim is different than our world. It seems somehow less bound to physical restraints. Ovis, head wizard of the Tower of Eridar, believes that the Nevirim is bound by the minds of its inhabitants, that their subconscious pulls together and binds their realms in surreal and strange worlds and communities. Where he came about this theory, I am not sure, but the wizards are known for keeping their secrets. I will state that many of the Nevirites I have encountered do seem to have control over the minds of others, a way of bending reality. This can lead into a whole other discussion, but I will stay focused on the Nevirim. I have also encountered mention or references to the Old Ones and the Great Void, both references as gods or all-powerful beings, though with a dark and sinister bend. One Nevirite once growled at me during a heated battle.
"You will never understand. Your mind cannot comprehend the lasting void."
Which maybe should have been the title of this article. The other fact that we know is that the realm of the Nevirim is, for lack of a better word, crashing into our reality. As magic has started to flow back into the world, so have instances of the Nevirim, from creatures to places. And these are becoming more and more commonplace. In the deep wastelands, I came across a village that had somehow merged with an elven village that had seemingly returned instantaneously in the night. Buildings folded into each other, and I was shown evidence of living beings having been horrifically fused with the masonry of both sides. Luckily, the two forced communities banded together and helped as best they could. Now, they still live among this strange, fused architecture in peace, but forever frightful that something like that may happen again. The Losfari elves who were in this community claim to have returned from the in-between, but pointed out to me stranger and more alien forms that they say were not part of their buildings. This combining of realities, is this the fate of all our world? And this is what we do not know. There is much that we don't understand about the realm of the Nevirim, and even our own. We do not know what is causing this attraction and merging of realities. We do not know how to stop it or how long it will take to finally completely merge. We know that we are linked and that our destinies lie together. But what that future is, or how it looks, is still a great mystery.